From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone on Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the green zone for months, this man among them. Hassani Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi parliament and the government to accept the protest movement. Because it's going nowhere, he says, until technocrat ministry changes take place. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned that either corrupt officials and quotas remain, or the entire government will be brought down and no one will be exempted, he said. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, Syria's largest city and former commercial center. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva later today for talks on the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard the doomed boat. The IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year. To send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in a market, Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, set fire to the country's ivory stockpile, making it the largest ivory burn in history. That story now from VOA's Jill Craig.
Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner.
Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A top Ukrainian official said that elections in eastern Ukraine are only possible after Ukraine's sovereignty is renewed in the region and the Russia presence is eliminated in those territories. A deputy speaker of the Ukrainian parliament, Oksana Siroyed, told VOA, from the Ukrainian perspective, any elections under current conditions would legitimize those who occupy Ukrainian territory. Holding elections in the east is seen by Ukraine's European partners, Germany and France, as a way to end the two-year conflict in eastern Ukraine that has claimed more than 9,200 lives. A Taiwan-born American citizen has admitted selling nuclear information to China while he was a senior manager of a U.S. government electrical supply network. Court records show that Qing Yingwei admitted traveling to China and receiving payments in return for handing over restricted U.S. nuclear technology. People across India continue to reel under a severe water crisis as residents struggle to collect water in the middle of a harsh summer. Babita Archaya is a resident of Siliguri City. She says the water crisis is very bad there. Wells have dried up, and she says water from hand pumps is not fit for drinking. Around 10,000 villagers have been affected by the water crisis. Meantime, extreme temperatures across the country have added to the people's plight. And the animal rights group Animal Defenders International has rescued more than 30 lions from abuses at circuses in Peru and Colombia. They're being flown to South Africa.
That's the latest world news from VOA.